Today's daf is Menaches daf Nuntes, and we are at the top of daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So we know that the three key ingredients of every Karban Mincha were flour, levoina, and shemen. Stating that, Zok the Mishnah, Yesh Teunoi Shemen Levoina. There was some menachos that required, in addition to the soilas, shemen and levoina. Shemen v'loi levoina. However, there were also menachos that required shemen as a second ingredient, but not levoina. Levoina v'loi shemen. There were those that required levoina but not shemen. And then finally, there was a fourth category that had only soilas. In other words, loi levoina v'loi shemen. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu Teunoi Shemen Levoina. The following were the menachos that required shemen and levoina, minchas ha-soilas, v'ha-machavas, v'ha-marcheshes, v'ha-chalois, v'ha-rokikin. Those are two types of mincha mafei tanurs. Minchas koyanem, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas evikei chavim, minchas noshim, and minchas ha-oimer. And those make up the first category, the menachis that are tu'unoi shemen u'levoina. Minchas nesachim, says the Mishnah, tu'unoi shemen ve'in tu'unoi levoina. That's the one example of the second category. So what's a mincha that needs shemen ve'no levoina? That's the minchas nesachim. That's the mincha that came along with many of the karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Lechem haponim was also a mincha. It was ta'un levoina ve'in ta'un shemen. The shnei bezichei levoina were matter the lechem haponim. But there was no shemen that came along with the lechem haponim. Thus, that's the one example of the third category. And finally, shtei halechem, u'minchas choyte, u'minchas kanois, those are examples of a mincha that's ein tu'unin, loy shemen, v'loy levoina. Incidentally, this mishnah is mentioned in Nedarim daf Beis. So it comes up in the Yeshiva Shabletter. Why Nedarim daf Beis? Because mishnah over there has a whole list of examples where the mishnah will mention a group of things and then it'll explain it. Sometimes it explains rishon, and achrin, achrin. And sometimes it explains achrin, rishon, and rishon, achrin. So for example, this Mishnah started with four categories. Yesh tu'unoi shemen u'levoina, shemen v'loi levoina, levoina v'loi shemen, loi levoina v'loi shemen. And then when the Mishnah explained it, first it explained the first category. Then we had an example, the second, the third, and the fourth. But there are many Mishnahs where it's not that way. For example, b'meh madlikin, u'b'meh ein madlikin, and then the Mishnah says ein madlikin. We go backwards. B'meh toimnim, u'b'meh ein toimnim, ein toimnim. B'meh isha yoitza, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why sometimes after mentioning these groups do we explain the first group first and sometimes we work backwards? And the Gemara suggested a few different possibilities, and the Iker Teretz of the Gemara is Elo Lav Dafka Zimnin Mefarish Ahuda Pasach Bereisha and Zimnin Ahuda Salik Mefarish Bereisha. The bottom line is this Mishnah is an example of where you have four categories and we explain the first one first, then the second, then the third, then the fourth. Either way, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said Kol Hecha De Tanan Eser Tanan. So the first category that was mentioned in the Mishnah were the Menachis that are Tu'unoi Shemen Ulevoino, and the Mishnah gave a whole list. What was the list? Minchas HaSoilis V'machas, all the way up to Minchas HaOmer. Says Rapapa that if you count it, you should know it's 10. And not just that, every time you find a list of menachos that are similar to this list, you should know there should be 10 menachos in this list. So this Mishnah is talking about the menachos that require Shemen Olavayna, but this category comes up in other contexts as well, and says Rapapa Kol Heicha D'Tanan. Every single time you have this list, you should know it's Tanan. What does he mean to say? Lafukim Reb Shimon. The Amar Mechzel Chalois Mechzel Kikin. Shimon said that the Minchas Mafei Taner, which was a certain type of mincha that will be described in detail later in the Masechta, can come Mechzel Chalois and Mechzel Rikikim. According to Reb Shimon, there would be 11 because the Mishnah mentioned Chalois and Rikikim. Chalois is one, Rikikin is another. And they're both examples of a mincha mafei taner. According to Reb Shimon, there's really three types of mincha mafei taner. You have one that came from chalois, one that came from Rikikin, and one that was mechza chalois and mechza Rikikin. So according to Reb Shimon, it would be 11. Kamash b'lon d'lay. There's another masnis in the lake Reb Shimon. So one of the themes of Masechtas Menachos, masnis in the lake Reb Shimon, this is another example where this Stam Mishnah Rapapa said the number's 10, it's not 11, because late Reb Shimon, it would really come out, it would be 11. Zok Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. The Pasuk says, v'nosata oleh shemen, v'samta oleh levoina minchahi. So the Pasuk is describing a carbon mincha, and the Pasuk says, how do you prepare the mincha? Number one, the nasato le Hashem. Number two, the samto le levoina. So there should be shemen, there should be levoina. And then the pasuk concludes, mincha hi. Now Rashi says, this pasuk, the minchas ha'omer koi, is describing a specific type of mincha. That's the minchas ha'omer that was brought tes, zayin, nisan. It's the mincha that was mater chadosh. It was mater the tfuah ha'chadosh. Zok de gemara, a braisa. The nasato le Hashemin, oleo, v'leo, lechma panam shemen. The word oleo is coming to be memayit. That it's only oleo on the minchas ha'omer that there was shemen. However, the lechma apanim, although it too was a mincha, it didn't have shemen sheyachol, because really you would have thought falei dinu. Man minchas nesachin sheyde tu nelevayna tu neshemen madach the minchas nesachin, which didn't have levayna. It was the example in the Mishnah of a mincha that needs shemen and no levayna. So the minchas nesachim had no levayna. Still, it was tu neshemen lechem apanim shetan levayna. The lechem avayna that. The ponim that does need levoina in a din shetan shemen, certainly it should need shemen. Talmud loy mar oleo. That's why the Torah says v'nasato oleo shemen on the mincha sa'omer de shemen, as opposed to a different type of mincha. Which mincha are we being memayit? The lechem aponim that oleo shemen v'loy alechem aponim shemen. Pasuk continues and says v'samto oleo levoina. Here too we have a diak. What's the diak? Oleo levoina v'loy mincha sa'achem levoina. That it. The minchas ha'omer requires levoina. However, the minchas ha'sachem no levoina. Sheyocha v'ali dinu. Same kavuchem. Mal lechem apanim she'ina ton shemen ton levoina. Mal lechem apanim that has no shemen has levoina. Minchas nesachem shetuna shemen eino din shetuna levoina. Tamud loy ma olea levoina. V'loy al minchas nesachem al levoina. In other words, in the Mishnah we saw that there was a category of a mincha that needed shemen but no levoina. And then there was a category of a mincha that had levoina no shemen. What was levoina and no shemen, that's the lechem aponim. What's shemen and no levoina? That's the minchas hasachem. How do I know that? I know that from a pasuk in the Torah. It says, v'nasata oleha shemen, v'samta oleha levoina, in the parasha of minchas ha'omer, oleha shemen is coming to be memayit lechem aponim, oleha levoina is coming to be memayit minchas hasachem. Mincha, that's the end of the pasuk, minchas the rabbis, mincha shmini levoina, that the mincha that was brought, b'shmini lemeluim, it needed levoina. When it says the word he, lahoitzi shtei halechem, that's referring to the shtei halechem, shalayitan uloi shemen v'loi levoina. The lechem, shtei halechem, had no shemen and had no levoina. Oh, my man. So the Gemara is going to go through this braisa line by line. So the first halacha of the braisa was, it says, v'nasato le shemen by the minchas ha'omer, and we learn from there, aleo shemen v'loi alechem aponim shemen. Eim afreit the Gemara, aleo shemen v'loi aminchas kayanim shemen. How do you know that aleo is coming to be memayit that there's no din shemen by the lechem aponim? Maybe it's coming to be memayit minchas kayanim. Now Rashi says, there's no reason to assume that the pasuk is being memayit minchas koyanim per se. But the base of the Gemara's kasha is that really any mincha where the Torah doesn't say mefurish needs shemen, in theory, may be the mincha that the pasuk is referring to when it says aleho regarding the minchas ha'omer as opposed to others. In fact, Rashi says that the Gemara could have mentioned minchas noshim and minchas geirim, other minachos that the Torah talks about and doesn't have any mention of shemen. Rashi's lashon is v'chad minayu naka. We're just picking one of them. Point is mehecha tesi, where do you see in v'nasata oleo shemen oleo v'leo lechem aponim? Maybe it's oleo v'leo minchas kayanim. Maybe it's oleo v'leo minchas nashim v'leo minchas geirim. Either way, as I freak the Gemara, says they were mistaber minchas kayanim habalei liberi. No, it's mistaber that just like there's a din shemen by a regular mincha, and there's a shemen by the minchas ha'omer, there's probably shemen by the minchas kayanim as well. And the reason is because there are many similarities, argues the Gemara, between the minchas kayanim and the minchas ha'omer. What are the similarities? Number one, isarin, the shear of how much soilus you had to have was the same for the minchas ha'omer as it was for the minchas kayanim. Additionally, kli, they both required lisha inside a kli sharis. Chutz, they were both prepared in the azara. Vitzura, they both have a psulina. Hagasha, they both had a mitzvah of hagasha. V'ishim, and they were both put on the mizbech. And this is in contrast to the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim didn't have a shir isarin. Lechem aponim was 12 breads. It was a whole different shir. Additionally, there was no klisharis where you did the lisha for the lechem aponim. Chutz, it wasn't prepared in the azara. It was prepared in the heichel. There was no psulina on the lechem aponim. It sat on the shulchan for a week. Hagasha, there was no hagasha v'ishim. It never went on the mizbech. So the bottom line is that you have all these similarities between the minchas koyanim and the minchas ha'omer. Thus, it's mistaber that if you're going to be memait something from the minchas ha'omer, you'll be mistaber the thing that's less similar. Lechem aponim is less similar to the minchas ha'omer than is the minchas koyanim. But the Gemara says, Adi Rabba, I could show you a whole bunch of similarities that the lechem aponim has to the minchas ha'omer that the minchas koyanim doesn't have. Lechem aponim havalei lerbuye shekein tzibura. Number one, carbon tzibur. The lechem aponim was a carbon tzibur, just like the minchas ha'omer was. Chayva, they were both obligations. Minchas kayanim is if a kayan wants to bring a mincha. Lechem aponim was something that had to be brought. The minchas ha'omer was something that had to be brought. Tameh, tumut hutri betzibur, tumut chuyah betzibur. That's only true for a carbon tzibur. So the lechem aponim was babatuma. The minchas ha'omer was babatuma, but minchas kayanim is not babatuma. The achel, they both were eaten. Pigula, they're both shayach to pigul and bishabata. They were both deicha shabbos again because it's a carbon tzibur, and that's all in contrast to the minchas koyanim. Minchas koyanim is not tzibura; it's not a minchas yachid. it's a minchas yachid. Chayva, there's no obligation to bring it. Because it's a carbon yachid, it's not bab betumah. It wasn't eaten. The minchas kohen had to be completely burnt on the mizbeach. Therefore, there's no pigle. And b'Shabbos, it couldn't have been brought on Shabbos either. Either way, so says the Gemara, mehecha teisi. When it says aleh by the minchas oimer, it means to be memayit shtei alechem, that there's no shemen by the shtei alechem. Maybe it's coming to be memayit, the minchas oimer, says the Gemara. So maybe it's coming to be memayit, the minchas kohenim, says the Gemara, b'stavra nefesh. That being when the Torah mentions the halacha of shemen, the classic mincha that has shemen and has levoina, the Torah says, nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. Nefesh is a lashon yachid, and it seems to suggest that every yachid that brings the carbon has shemen. So it's actually mistaber that if we have a miut now, that there's a certain mincha that doesn't have the din shemen, it's not describing a classic minchas yachid. Because the classic minchas yachid would seem to have a din shemen. Where would it seem to be that way? From the pasuk v'nefesh kisakir of karbon mincha. Thus, if I have a pasuk that's being memayit aleha, it's presumably being memayit not a karbon yachid, but rather a karbon sibur. What's the karbon sibur? The lechem aponim. Amamar. This next part of the brayso aleha levoino v'loy al minchas nesachon levoino. So it said again, menasato aleha shemen v'samto aleha levoino. And what is aleha levoino coming to be memayit? That there was a din levoino by the minchas ha'omer. However, there was no levoino by the minchas nesachon. Afraid the gemara ema aleha. Maybe it's coming to be mayit. Minchas koyanim mechitesi the minchas nesachim. And again, we have no reason to assume minchas koyanim. Could have said minchas nashim, etc. Rashi says again, we just mean to give one example. How do you know you're coming to be mayit? Minchas nesachim. Maybe it's coming to be mayit the minchas, some other mincha that it doesn't have a din levoina. So the Gemara says, mistaber minchas koyanim have a leader for it. It's mistaber that minchas koyanim has a din levoina just like the minchas oimer shekein, because there are many similarities between the Minchas Koyanim and the Minchas HaOmer that the Minchas Nesachim doesn't have. So it's going to be a slightly different list, because here we need similarities not just between the Minchas HaOmer and the Minchas Koyanim, but we need similarities between the Minchas HaOmer and the Minchas Koyanim that are not shared with the Minchas Nesachim, right? That's why the list is a little bit different. Keeping cheshbon, and what are those similarities? Shekein balu isarim balu b'loig. Number one, it's an isarim of soilus that's mixed together with the loig of shemen mugash. They both had to go on the mizbeach, and biglal etzem. They were both brought on their own account. The minchas ha'omer was brought on its own account, and the minchas koyanim was brought on its own account, as opposed to the minchas nesachim that wasn't in isarim balu b'loig. It also wasn't mugash. There was no hagasha. Additionally, it wasn't brought on its own account. It came together. It was an ancillary of a regular carbon. But the gemara says, the rabbi. I could show you similarities that the Minchas Asachim has with the Minchas Oimer that's not shared with the Minchas Koyanim. Shekein Tzibura, they're both a carbon Tzibur. The Minchas Asachim came with the carbon Tzibur. So it's a carbon Tzibur, just like the Minchas Oimer is. Chayva, you had to bring it. The Itmi, you have the halachas of Tumah Hutra and Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. And the Shabbata, they were brought on Shabbos. So Mechetes, he says, the Gemara Mestabra Nefesh. Again, same Cheshman. That being that the Pasuk says, the Nefesh ki sakriv carbon Mincha, and that Mincha is describing a mincha that has in it both shemen and levoina. It's mashma. Every minchas yachid has shemen and has levoina. The minchas koinim is a minchas yachid, so it's mashma that the minchas koinim does have levoina. So it's more mistaber to be mema'it from aleha the minchas nesachim, which is not nefesh, it's not a minchas yachid, rather than being memait the minchas koyanim. Mincha, the next word of the pasuk was mincha, and we said l'rabba is mincha shmini l'levoina. It's coming to be marba that the mincha that was brought on the shmini l'meluim of parsha shmini fame, it had levoina, says the Gemara v'emel ha'itzi. Everything till now was a miut. This is suddenly a riboy. V'nasato le shemen, oleo shemen, v'loya lechem apan. V'samto aleo levoina, aleo levoina, v'leo minchas nesachim. Mincha lo rabbis. Why lo rabbis? Maybe lo hitzi. Maybe it's coming to tell me that the mincha that was brought on the Shmini Lemeluim did not have, says the Gemara, Hai ma, yamr bishleim le rabbi shap. Bishleim, if it's coming to be marba, I understand why you need a pasuk to be marba. Yamr lo hitzi, lamali, shami dairis le alfino. And we had this last week. Lechura, in Svara, there'd be no way to learn a din shemino levoina by the carbon mincha that was brought on the Shmini Lemeluim from the fact that every mincha has a halacha of levoina, because shah midayrois la'yalfinan. So to tell me a pasuk la'haitzi, I don't need, because that presupposes that without a miut I would think there's a din levoina.
Sagt die Gemara, Cheshbon, it's not true. Without a pasuk, I would not know a din Levoina. Because the whole basis to say Levoina is because a classic mincha has Levoina. The nefesh ki sakri karbim mincha, there's halacha, v'samto ala Levoina. But that's only referring to a mincha of dairis. Mecha teise a mincha of shah. Kamash malon, that's why it's mistaber, says the Gemara, that if there's a pasuk, the pasuk is coming lirabbis, it's not coming lahitzi. Now the obvious question is, that why do I even need a pasuk to tell me what the halacha was for the mincha that was brought b'shmini l'meluim? I mean, al zeh nemar madahava hava, right? I mean, this is my, whatever happened already happened. So the Rishonim struggled with it a little bit. I was thinking, we had a Gemara last week or 2 weeks ago where the Gemara said that by Bayis Sheni, they played over the Shmini L'Meluim. And the Karbonus, the Gemara, when it was describing some of the very Sasum Psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. So one of the Psukim over there, the Gemara says, is referring to the Shmini L'Meluim. And that Ezra brought, when they inaugurated, by Yesheni, the same Karbonus that were brought the Shmini L'Meluim. So it comes out that what happened, the Shmini L'Meluim did have a Nafgimita L'Dairis. It was Negea, the Beis HaMikdash of Ezra. Ezra had to know what to do. It's all based on this Pasuk. It's not Madahava Hava. If it was a one-time event, now it's Kodesh, the Gemara says, but that doesn't mean it only happened once. If it was never going to happen again, it's a good kasha, ma'idahava hava. But once you find already that it played itself out again, so Ezra, how was Ezra supposed to know what to do? So this mincha that I'm going to bring, presumably there was a mincha that he brought. So is the mincha going to have levoina or is it not going to have levoina? That's this pasuk mincha, that if at any point in the future, Parsha Shemini would have to chazes itself over, you would know exactly what you're supposed to do. Regardless, the last word of the pasuk is, he. And that teaches me a halacha regarding the shtei halechem, the topic of dafnu and ches, shelo yitanu loy shemen v'loy levoina. The shtei halechem, although it's a mincha, but at the same time, there's no shemen and there's no levoina. Frank the Gemara again, ve'em aloh itzi minchas koyanen, some dritamul, so the Gemara is really not letting up. Says the Gemara, maybe when it says he, it's coming to be m'mayet, minchas koyanen. So again, v'nasato leho shemen, we thought maybe it's be m'mayet, minchas koyanen, that didn't work. V'santo leho levoina, we thought maybe it's coming to be m'mayet, minchas koyanen, that failed as well. But now, a third attempt, maybe he is coming to tell me that the Minchas Kainim has no Shemen and no Levoina. Says the Gemara, Mestaber, Minchas Kainim, Havalei Levruyei. It's Mestaber, the Minchas Kainim should be Nisraba, because it's much more similar to the Minchas Oimer. Again, that's the context of this pasuk. Then is the Shtei Alechem. Shekein Isaroin. It is Isaroin, like the Minchas Oimer, that's the Shir. Kli, Niz Lisha B'Kli. Matzah. They were both matzah. The Minchas Ha'imer had to be matzah. Kol HaMenachis were both matzah. The Minchas Kainim also had to be matzah. The Etzen, they come for themselves. They're not coming along with something else. Hagasha v'ishim. And this is all in contrast to the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is not an Isarin, no Lisha B'Kli. It was a matzah. It's one of the two exceptions that the Mishnah mentions in the beginning of the Perek that were chametz. The Etzen, it didn't come by itself. Came with the Kivsei Atzeres. Hagasha, there was no Hagasha. The Ishim, it never went on the Mizbech. But the Gemara says, no, Shtei Alechem, Havalei Lebuyeh. I think it makes more sense to be Marba the Shtei Alechem if you want to go down this road. Shekena, this is a long list. Tzibur, it's a carbon Tzibur, like the Minchas Oimer, as opposed to Minchas Kainim. Chayva, therefore it's Ba Betoma. The Achal, it's eaten. As opposed to Minchas Kainim, that wasn't eaten. Pigol, B'Shabbat, it could be brought B'Shabbat because it's a carbon Tzibur. Matter, it's matter. The Shtei Alechem, the Minchas Ha'imer, as a matter of fact, were extremely similar. They were eerily similar. How so? The purpose of the Minchas Ha'imer was to be matter the Tfuah Chadasha. The purpose of the Shtei Alechem was also to be matter the Tfuah Chadasha in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Minchas Ha'imer was matter the Tfuah Chadasha b'gvulin. The Shtei Alechem was matter the Tfuah Chadasha in the Mikdash. So they're both matirin, ba'aretz, they both had to come from Tfuah and Eretz Yisrael. We had this also in some of the Shvere Dafin over Yantif, where it was Mavur, that the 40 years that the Yidu were in the Midbar, they couldn't bring the Shtei Alechem, because the Shtei Alechem had to come from Tfuah that was in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman, they both have a Zman. The Minchas Oimer is Tez Zayin Nisan. The Shtei Alechem had to be brought on Shavuos, as opposed to the Minchas Kainim, you bring it whenever you want to bring it. And Chadash, they both had to come from the Tfuah Chadash, and says the Gemara, by the way, Vahani Nefishin. This is a much longer list. So if anything, it makes more sense to be Marba the Shtei Alechem and to be Mamayit the Minchas Nesachim. So why is it that we're Marba Minchas Koyanin? And we're mema'it to shtei halechem, says the Gemara, mistabra nefesh, same teretz, it's literally the same teretz for all three attempts that the Gemara made. At the end of the day, there's a pasuk that says, nefesh ki sakriv mikem mincha, Karben Mincha, and that pasuk talks about Shemen, it talks about Levoina, Nefesh is Mashma, Karben Yachid. It sounds like every single Minchas Yachid has Shemen, has Levoina. Thus, even though there's three Miyutim that theoretically, hypothetically, technically could be coming to be Mamayit, different types of Gevissa Minchas Yachid, where the Torah doesn't say before is Shemen, it doesn't say before is Levoina, but that pasuk of Nefesh is Mashma, that all Karbanos Yachid, all Minchas Yachid, have a din of Shemen, have a din of Levoina. So if there's a Miyut, it's mistaber that it's coming to be mamayit, not a minchas yochid, it's coming to be mamayit, a minchas tzibor. What were the three miyutim again? The nasata aleha shemen is coming to be mamayit, the lechem aponim was a mincha, it didn't have shemen, it had levoina, it didn't have shemen. It's the example of that Mishnah gives for a mincha that's tu'unois levoina ve'ina tu'na shemen, when it says v'samta aleha levoina is coming to be mamayit, minchas nesachin. Thus, it is the example in the Mishnah of a mincha that's tu'una shemen, but it's ena tu'na levayna. When it says mincha, he too is a mevir, it's coming to unite the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem had no levayna, the shtei alechem had no shemen. It's one of the three examples that the Mishnah gave of a mincha that has no shemen and no levayna. One of the other two examples, the minchas chayte and the minchas kerayt. But the point is that all three miyutin are karbanos sivur. Why karbanos sivur? Because it's not mashma that there's any minchas yochid on the planet that doesn't have a din shemen and doesn't have a din levayna. Nefesh ki sakriv karban minchas mashma l'rabbis. Every single nefesh, every yid that comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to give his nefesh, his minchas ani, there's going to be shemen, there's going to be levayna. When you're a minchas chayte, yeah, we start already. If it's the tzibur, maybe there's no shemen, maybe there's no levayna. But every single minchas ani had shemen, had levayna, right? Shemen is significance. It makes the karbon mohudar. Levayna, the imoyis are called levayna, Rashi says in Chumash. So every single individual nedava that any yachid brought had shemen, had levayna. The three miyutim must be talking about karbonos tzibur. Lechem aponim, minchas nesachem, and shtei alechem, respectively. Another Mishnah. V'chayiv ala shemen b'fnei atzmoi. V'chayiv ala levayna b'fnei atzmo. So one of the menachos that had no shemen and no levayna was the minchas chayte. In fact, the Torah says lo yosem aleh shemen v'lo yitein aleh levayna. By the minchas kanois, the Torah says lo yitzayk olav shemen v'lo yitein olav levayna. So clearly, not only is there no din shemen and there's no din levayna, but there's a loisa say lo yosem aleh shemen v'lo yitein aleh levayna. Lo yitzayk olav shemen v'lo yitein olav levayna. Says the Gemara, it's for that reason the chayev aleh shemen b'fnei atzma. If somebody puts shemen, he's going to be chayv malchus. Not just that, if all you put a shemen, you chayv malchus for putting shemen. It would have been a hava mita that the iser shemen and levoina come together. So if you do both, then there's a chayv. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chayv ala shemen b'fnei atzma, the chayv ala levoina b'fnei atzma. Nosan ala shemen pasim. If you put shemen on a minchas chayte or a minchas kanois, it's gone. There's nothing you can do with this carbon anymore. Levoina, if you put levoina, yil katena, you can remove the levoina. As long as you get all the levoina out, it's okay. Nosan shemen al shiur. If you put shemen on the shiur, you're not over in a loisa say, final alocha, nosan kli agabi kli. What if you had the minchas chayte, the minchas kenois inside a keli, and you had shemen inside a keli, and the two kelim touched each other? By pasla. That, of course, is not going to be a reason that it should be pasla. Look, the Gemara Tana Rabban, lo yosan aleha shemen, the im sam pasla. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to put shemen on the minchas chayte. What happens if you do it? It's going to be possible. Yochel yitin alavayin of an aslan possible. I would think this should be true for levayinu. That being that the Torah says, yitin alav levayin, if you put levayinu, it's going to be possible as well. Talmud loymer ki chatas. The pasuk, the same pasuk. Layosam alav shemen, v'lo yitin alav levayinu, ki chatasi. And the Gemara makes a gishmaka drasha. Ki chatas, that even after you put the levayinu, it's still considered a chatas. Yochel af b'shemen. Maybe ki chatas is going back both on shemen and levayinu. So whether you put shemen on the minchas chayte, or you put levayinu on the minchas chayte, you have this ribuy of ki chatas that tells me that even though you didn't follow the steps, still it's going to be kosher. Talmud loy marhi. It says ki chatas. See, chatas is a ribuy. He is a miut. When marba something, when mamayit something, when marba that if you put levayinu where you weren't supposed to put the levayinu, it's still going to be kosher. He is mamayit that if you put shemen where you weren't supposed to put shemen, it's going to be possible. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question: Umarra is lifsad l'shemen or l'hachshav b'levayna. How do you know that the ribuy is marba levayna and the miut is mamayit shemen? Maybe the opposite. Maybe the ribuy is marba shemen and the miut is mamayit levayna. Says the Gemara, poislan b'shemen she yevshol loyte. Machshnu levayna she yevshol loyte. It's common sense. If you put shemen and you mix it together with the sauce, there's no way to get the shemen out. So it's mashma that that's probably what the Torah means when the Torah says that it's going to be possible. But levayna is physically possible to remove. Being that you physically can remove the levayna, it's mistaber. That's what the Torah meant when it said kechatos, that just because you put it there, Doesn't matter. Remove it, and everything is going to be okay, says the Gemara.
So the Mishnah had said, Nasan ala Hashem and Psula, Levoina yil katana. So we're dealing with Menachas, that you're not allowed to put Shem, you're not allowed to put Levoina on. Stating that, there's a chilek. If you put Shem in, the Mincha is going to be possible. If you put Levoina, the Mishnah said yil katana. You can go ahead and be malakid it. Now notice, the Mishnah didn't say Ksheira. The Mishnah said yil katana. So Rabbi Barafun and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Barafun asked Rabbi Yechanan, Nasan ala Levoina shchuka. What would be if the Kayan put Levoina on the Mincha, but he ground the Levoina first? It was Levoina Shchuka. What's the halacha? What's the shayla? The Mishnah didn't say Ksheira. The Mishnah said, Nasan aleh Levoina Yilkatena. So Mishum Devshel Lelakta, it sounds like the only reason it's okay is because you could taka be malakit it. Vaha loyevshel Lelakta. But being that this Levoina Shchuka, it's going to be impossible to be malakit it. You can't differentiate between the Silas and the Levoina Shchuka. So maybe it's going to be possible. Oidoma, or maybe Mishum Delay Mifla, Hanami Lay Mifla. Maybe the reason Levoina is kosher is not because you could be malakadit, but it's because it doesn't intermingle with the soilus in the same way that the shemen does. The shemen becomes balua in the soilus, as opposed to the levaina does not become balua in the soilus. So it could be that's the reason. Now, the Mishnah said yil katena. That's true, the Mishnah said yil katena, and that will be, by the way, the Gemara's first toshmat to the shiloh, but the Gemara is suggesting that yil katena is just another way of saying sheira, and the reason it would be kosher is not because he could be malakadit, but because it's not really balua. So if it's not really balua, even if it's shchuka, it's not really balua. Ah, you can't be malakadit. That's not the real reason. But the Gemara says, tashma, it's not what the Mishnah says. Ulevoina yil katana. The Mishnah says, mefurish, that when it comes to nasan ala Hashem and psula, when it comes to nasan ala levoina yil katana, so what does it sound like? It sounds like the only reason it's kosher is because it can be malakadit. But if you can't be malakadit, it's going to be possible. The Gemara says, dilma chadava oit kamar. Could be the Mishnah gave one of two reasons. Chada deloy mifla, the one reason that it doesn't mention is that it's not balua. V'oit, additionally, yil katana, you have to be malakadit. In other words, maybe the real reason that it's kosher by Nasma Levoina was not even mentioned in the Mishnah. Talk about Iker Chasim in a Mishnah. But it could be the main reason is because it's not Balua. And that would be true even if it's Chukah, and that's why it's always going to be kosher. When the Mishnah said Yil Katena, it's just another reason for Yil Katena. I saw that some explained that the reason the Mishnah would give, maybe the other reason, is because being that there's a lav when one puts Levoina on top of these menachas, so the lav in the Torah is mechayev to go ahead and do a lutikita. So the lutikita is something you're going to have to do regardless. So being that you anyway is going to have to be malakid it, so, and then it's going to be kosher. So the Mishnah just says that, yeah, anyways, being malakid it, so it's not such an issue. So as much as it's not the real reason that it's kosher, because it's kosher even when you can't be malakid it, but it is on some level an ikar reason, because this is something that you're inevitably going to do. The bottom line is, the Gemara says, Toshma, so you have no right from the Mishnah. What about from the Braisa? The Braisa said the same thing. Again, it sounds like the reason Levoina is kosher is because it's Efshal Aloikta, not because it's not Mivla. And if that's the case, by Levoina Shchukin wouldn't be the case. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Chalavai. I hear too, you can say it's only one of two reasons, like we explained it a minute ago. Bottom line, my havyala, okay, tachlis. So we have a shayla again. What would be if the Kayim put Levoina Shchuka on top of these menachas? The Mishnah said Yil Katena. Now you can't be malakit. If the reason it's kosher is because of Yil Katena, well, now you can't be malakit it. If it's Chadavayit Kamar, and the real reason is actually not the reason stated in the Mishnah, but rather because of the fact that it's Lay Mivla, so in that situation, it will be kosher. So what's the bottom line? Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Tanya, it's a Mefurisha Braisa. The Braisa says, Minchas Chayte, Minchas Kanois, regarding Minchas Chayte, Minchas Kanois, these are the two menachis that have no Shemen and no Levoina. Shenasan ala Levoina, in the event that Levoina was put on it, Melaket es a Levoina, Ksher, Kedu, a Likit on the Levoina, it's going to be kosher. Ve'im atcha Likit Levoina, so here's the punchline. What would be if before the Likit of the Levoina, so before the Levoina was taken off, Chishev Aleh, the Kayin had a Machshava, Ben Chutzlazmani, Ben Chutzlum Kaimai, whether it was a Machshava, Spigel of Chutzlazmani, Machshava, Spigel of Chutzlum Kaimai, either way, Pasavim by Karis. It's going to be Pasavim by Karis. Now, this is a Chiddush, because Chutzlum Kaimai is always Pasavim by Karis, but Chutzlazmani is always Karis. The reason is because that's only true, Karzah's Kosher, Kacharzah's Pasal. It has to be a Kosher. A carbon without the machsheves pickle. But over here, being that the carbon is anyways possible, and the reason the carbon is anyways possible is because there's levoina on top of it, so even where it's a machshav of chutz lezmane, it's going to be possible, but it's going to be aimed by cars. But what would be if you took a where the levoina, and then he was chishev alea, and then he had the machshava. So chutz mkayme pasav imay cards. In that case, chutz mkayme is giving pasav imay cards. Chutz lizmanay, as opposed to chutz lizmanay, pickle v'chayav and olive cards. If, however, it's chutz lizmanay, so then there's going to be a chiyav pickle, and you're going to be chayav cards in the event that you didn't go ahead and you didn't remove the Levoina. So then it's in a state of psul, and because it's in a state of psul, so if you have a machshava of chutz lizmanay, it's going to be possible in by karas. If, however, you removed it, so then already it's not in a state of psul anymore, and being that it's not in a state of psul, so it's for that reason that it's going to be psul, and there's going to be a chi of karas, because at this point it's already in a state of kashrus. But what do you see from here? You see from here that as long as the levoina is on top of the mincha, even though it's not balua, it's going to be considered pasul. What's the raya? What do you see from Nachman Yitzchak's braisa? It's because you see mefurish that a machshav of chutz lizmanay, once the levoina is on it, is pasul v'may karis. And if that's the case, it means it's a pasul mincha. Now, if you're going to tell me that really anytime you put the levoina on top of the mincha, it's going to be kosher. It's not just yul ketena and then it's going to be kosher, but rather it's always going to be kosher because it's not nivla. So if that's the case, so why is it that if you weren't melakit, it's going to be pasul v'may karis, it should be pig of a chayav and olive karis, because it's always a mincha psula? That's a tashma, that's a mefurish and mefurish raya to one side in the chakira, that what? That the mishnah and the braisa are bedafka. So nasan shemen, in the event that you put shemen psula, levoina yul ketena, but if you're not malakid, in that case it's going to be pasul. What's the raya? If you have a machshavas pigle at that point, it would be pasul the aim by cars. But the Gemara asks one more kasha, and that is for tahava pach, in the event that the levoina was put on top of the mincha, we should view it as if the shemen was put on top of the mincha, and it should remain pasul forever. And if that's the case, v'amay pasul b'machshava, why is it that the braisa says that once you malakad the levoina, a machshava chutz lizmanay would be pigel v'chayav and olive karis, dachoy hu, l'chayr it's dachoy, and being that it's dachoy, so at that point, it should not be pigel v'chayav and olive karis. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means to say that we know there's a psul dachoy. Dachoy means that once something is nitcha from being roi l'avoida, at that point it's never going to be roi l'avoida. The Gemara's kash is that being that while the levoina is on top of the mincha is a problem. So even if you remove it, it should remain a problem. And as it relates to machshavas pigel, why is it that once you malakad the levoina, machshavah chutz hazman is going to be pigel v'chayav and olive karis? We should say that even if you remove the levoina, it's still dachoy. And being that it was dachoy, the machshavas pigle shouldn't affect anything. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, and really from the Lashon HaGemara, it's clear the Gemara's kash is on the braisa. V'tahavi pach v'amai pasul b'machshava. Chura, you would have thought the Gemara would ask the kash on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, nosen alel levoina yul ketena, why yul ketena? Once it's, when the levoina is on it, it's a problem. So even if you're going to be melakid it now, at that point, it should be a problem. The answer is that that's not a taina. The reason that's not a taina is because we have a mefurish drasha that the Gemara brought on top of the Yomit. Tana Rabbanon, layasim alel shemen vim sham pasol. So we know that there's a drasha that says that as long as the levoin is there, it could be a problem. Yeah, I mean, that was the baya of the Gemara that we just went through. But lamaskana, as long as it's there, it's going to be a problem. But once you malak it, for sure, based on the drasha, we know it's going to be kosher. So klape the kashrus and the pasos of the mincha, the Gemara's not asking it to be a psul dachoy, because the Gemara knows it's Gzeres HaKasiv that already addressed that. What the Gemara is asking is that klape the halach of kartzos kosher, kartzos pasol, klape that then. There's a halacha that you need that the carbon should be roi lavoid 100% in order for you to be able to effectuate a machshavas pigel. And the Gemara is telling that being that there's a heftz of dachi over here, even though there's exactly a kasef that says it's kosher, but hamiyat should be considered any roi lavoid klapi the halachas of pigel. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, so Abaya said, I hear b'chatas kaya rachmana. At the end of the day, the Torah refers to a mincha that has levoina on it. This mincha that's not supposed to have levoina, the mincha schayte as a chatas, that's the pasuk we mentioned earlier. Layosam alei Hashem v'leiten alei levoina ki chatas he is chatas kari rachmana, even while the levoina is there, and it's for that reason that the machsheves pigel is going to impact it after you remove the levoina, that it's going to be pasul and it's going to be a chiv karis, and we're not going to look at it as dachi. Rav Amar Rav said a different reason. Again, the Gemara is trying to understand now in this brisa. Why is it that if there was levoina on it, and then you removed the levoina, now if you have a regular machshavas pigel, it's going to be pigel? L'chayra, you should say once the levoina was on it, that
should make the mincha dachoy. And once it's dachoy, even though now you were already malakit the levoina, maybe that should change things. So the Gemara is coming from another angle now. You're telling me, while the levoina is on the mincha, it's possible. You can remove the levoina. If you remove the levoina, it's definitely going to be okay. The kasha is that once the levoina being on the mincha made the mincha, mincha psula, even if you remove it, it should remain possible because of a psul dichoy. First teretz the Gemara cave was Abayi, he said it's exeris akasov. Chattas kai rachmana. Rava says, amani chanan ha-mitzri, the less leitchoy. We're going according to chanan ha-mitzri, who doesn't hold the psul dichoy. Where do you find the chana mitzri doesn't hold the psul dichoy? Tiny, we learned to the rise of chana mitzri. Omer, I feel who dam bekois, maybe chaveroi shaloi bahagrola, umezavikle. The context over there is the shnei seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur. One sar went Lashem, the other sar went Lazazel. There was a halacha that both seirim had to be alive at all times in order for the hakrova of the two respective seirim to be kosher. What happens if something happens to one of the Seirim? So according to the Chachamim, it's a major problem. Because once something happens to one of the Seirim, you can't just go replace the Seir. Because being that you need both Seirim alive at all times, if something happens to Seir Aleph, Seir Beis automatically is gone. It becomes a psul dichoy. Stating that, Chana Mitzvah says it's not a problem. Afilu dam bikois, even if you already shechted the Seir Anasa lifnim, if something happens afterwards to the Sar Mishtalech, maybe Chaveroi, bring a new Sar Mishtalech, Shaloi Bahagrol, you don't make a new Groyrol, Umazavilis, you see Chanamis, it doesn't hold it up Psuldichoi, it doesn't hold it up Psuldichoi. This Braisa, that's Mashma, that the fact that the Levoina was on top of the Minchas Chayte didn't disqualify the Minchas Chayte is going according to Chanan HaMitzi. Vashya, different there is Kol Shabiyot, they have Yidachi. Really, the time of the Braisa is not Chanan HaMitzi, it's going according to Mandamah that holds there is a Psuldichoi, but it could be there's no Psuldichoi when something is Biyade. Where it's Biyade to fix the Psul, maybe there's no Psuldichoi. Who's the Tana throughout Shas that holds of Dichoy? I mean, most Tanaim hold of Dichoy. It's Chanan HaMitzri that doesn't hold of Dichoy. But which Tana says Mefurish Psul Dichoy? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Tana learned in the Mishnah. Vaydamar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, Yomus HaMishtalech. Meis HaMishtalech, Yishavich Adam. In the context of the Shnei Seir, if something happens to one, you have to get rid of the other. If something happens to one, right? It goes both ways. So you see Rabbi Yehuda holds psul dichoy. V'ilu heichad the biyadei tanya. Yet the same Rabbi Yehuda holds another famous Rabbi Yehuda in Kachim. Rabbi Yehuda omer kois hayim amal midam ataroyves v'zorkes rik achas kenegad ayisayt. The context is erev Pesach when they brought the karbanos Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda was worried that maybe the kayhanim's reason, hey, maybe the dam fell out of one of the koises. He said, after you're done with all the karbanos Pesach, take a kois echad, do the zrika on the mizbech like this will be yotza. In the event that somebody's dam never made it onto the mizbech, what's the kasha? If you worry that the dam fell on the floor and at that point it wasn't in the klishar, it's ready to do zrika, why don't you say it's dachoy at that point? How does Rabbi Yehuda allow you later to clean up this mess? Once the mess happened, shouldn't that be a svara to say dachoy? The teretz is it's biyada l'sakin. So you see the svara biyada l'sakin. That's Rav Adah said. Kavas Rav Ashi mesach because who's the tanya chas that holds dachoy? It's always Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda mesachtes yuma. I have another Rabbi Yehuda mesachtes psachim. All kachim related. Yuma has kachim. Psachim has kachim. So Rabbi Yehuda in yuma regarding the shnei serum holds of dichoy. Yet Rabbi Yehuda psachim regarding the carbon pesach says it's okay even if something happened right now. The dam is not in a state where you could do zrika. It doesn't make a dachoy. Why? Because it's biyada. You could always pick it up and fix it. As dachoy is a problem where it wasn't biyadcha to fix it. You would have to rely on something else for it to be fixed. But if it's biyadcha to fix it, biyadcha is always a svarah. Right, it comes up, Rashi in the Beis Amidbeis, it comes up in many sugis in Shas. There's a svarah called biyadcha. It's like a migu type idea. But there's a concept of biyadcha, right? So it says, Rav Adah, even Rav Yehuda, I say clearly biyadcha. Bottom line, there's three truths into this kash. If there's levoina on top of the minchas chayte, it's a problem. If you remove the levoina, the price is clear, then everything is good to go. Kasha is, let it be dachoy. Why do you say psul dichoy? Three truths. Abaye said, chattas kai rachman. At the end of the day, the Torah called it a chattas. So you see, it's exeris akasa. Rava said, we're going according to Mandamah that doesn't hold up psul dichoy. That's chanan mitzri. And Rav Ashi said, being that it's biyada, you could always remove the levoina. There's a svar of kol she biyadoi, loy havi dachoy, exhale. So this morning, we learned Daf Nunches, and the Gemara brought a machlekes Abaye v'Rava regarding the loisase and the Torah of kichol sa'ar v'chol devash loisak tiru mimenu ishal Hashem. The Gemara brought a brisa that says the word ki kol sa'ar, ki kol devash is coming to be marba even pachas mikashir. So kol sa'ar is the rabbi's pachas mikashir.
Kol devash is the rabbis pachas mikashir. The question is, what is the shir? I was a machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Abaye said the shir is even pachas mikazayis. That if somebody is makdir pachas mikazayis sar pachas mikazayis of devash, he's going to be over the isra of kichol sar kol devash loisaktir b'menu ishal Hashem. Rava said no. That pachas mikashir means kazayis. Pachas mikoymetz, but at the end of the day, it still has to be kazayis. So according to Abaya, if somebody's makder pachas mikazayis, the halacha is he's over the iser of kichol sar v'chol devash. According to Rava, if someone is makder pachas mikazayis, he's not going to be over the iser. Either a brisa that says pachas mikashir. Pachas mikashir means pachas mikoymetz, because when you're talking about a mincha and you're discussing shir, what you're thinking is in terms of koymetz. Rava holds that the standard koymetz has shnei zesim, thus could be the ribuy was to be marba, half of the standard shir, which is at the very least a kezayis. Abaya held the standard koymetz had less than shnei zesim, thus if we mean marba, half of that, it's going to be a pachas mikezayis. The bottom line is, according to Abaya, if you makter less than a kezayis of sar and vash, you're over the iser. According to Rava, if you makter less than a kezayis of sar and vash, you're not going to be over the iser. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, brings the Halach. Says the Rambam, Se'or u'dvash asurim legabei ha'mizbeach. Se'or and dvash are asur to make contact with the Mizbeach. Ve'isurim bekol shehe. And this isur is even bekol shu. She'nemar kichol se'or bechol dvash lo'isak tiru v'goy. The Rambam says that it's asur to put se'or and dvash. And this isur is not only a shir. You're over even if it's a kosher. Fake the kesef mishnah. L'chayr, the Rambam passing like Abaye. So machlokes is Abaye v'Rav in the Gemara. Abaye says, kol sa'or is l'rabo is pachas mikashir, which means what? Even pachas mikazayis. Rava said the standard shir is a koimich, which is shnei zesim. Thus, kol sa'or is being marba, even a kazayis. But l'chayr, it's machlokes is Abaye v'Rav if you'd be chayr for a kosher. Abaye holds pachas mikazayis, even a kosher. Rava says it has to be at the very least a kazayis. We know the rule. Whenever there's a machlokes is Abaye v'Rav, with six exceptions, the Yal Kagam, the Halacha is always like Rava. So Freik the Kesef Mishnah, it's a Temir Gedoyla by me. I don't understand Poshim Shan and the Rambam. How's it possible that the Rambam learned the Sugya in Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Ches and he saw Machlokes Abaye v'Rav and he passed like Abaye? Everybody knows the rule. Every child that learned Eilu Metzias knows whenever there's Machlokes Abaye v'Rav, the Halacha is like Rava. The Halacha is not like Abaye. At first glance, Divrei HaRambam is Tzrichen Iyun Gadol. The Lecha Mishnah right here. And this Rambam sends you to another Rambam. He says, take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Maisei Akorbanos, Perk Yud Gimel Halach Yudal. The Rambam over there says, in koimitz, pachos mikishne zesen. Rambam says that the shir koimitz has to be pachos, at the very least, shnei zeisim. Umiksas a koymitz ma'akev eskule. We learned these halachas. A koymitz can't be chaser, it can't be yasser. It has to be the full shir. In other words, the Rambam paskins that the shir koymitz is shnei zeisim, which is shitas rova in the sugya of menachis, daf nun ches. It's right to lechem mishnah, it's a stiris haramah. Here the Rambam in Perikei, Hilchas Yisuri Mizbeach, halacha aleph, this sounds like a bar mitzvah pshatel, hold, that what's the shir of kol sar v'chol devash that the pasuk is marba, is afilu b'kol shu? That shitas Abaya. Abaya who held that the shir koimitz is pachas mishnei zeisim. So when we're marba half of that, it's pachas mikazayis. Thus afilu b'kol shu. But Rava, who holds that ain koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim, held that the ribuy of kol sar is only a kazayis. And the Rambam is hanging in onto this rope from both sides. The Rambam is paskening like Rava and Hilchas Maaser Korbanos Perek Digimel Alach Yudalit ain koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. And yet, the Rambam paskens like Abaya in Cheshbon and Hilchas Yisurim Mizbech, Berakei Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says that if someone's over the Isser, Sa'ar, Afilu B'mashahu, he's going to be over. Says the Lecha Mishnah from my Kasha, which is the Stiris HaRambam, and the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, which is how could the Rambam paskin like Abaya? It's very clear to me what the Shitz Rambam is. The Rambam paskin like Rava. The Rambam held that ain koimetz pachas mikshnei zeisim, and it's for that reason when the pasuk's marba ki chol sar v'chol devash will be marba only a kezayis, and that's why the Rambam in Ma'aser Korbanos Perek Gimel Halach Yudal said clearly ain koimetz pachas mikshnei zeisim, because we always paskin like Rava. Hilchas Akavasi the Rava levar miyal kigam. I the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim is Beach Perek. What did the Rambam say? So arud vash asurim legabi amizbeach v'isurim bekolshe. All the Rambam says is that it's aser. You know why it's aser? Because we know this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Yumadaf Ein Gimel Amud Beis Ein Dalem Amud Aleph, where the chatzis is aser min haTorah or chatzis is mutar min haTorah. And the Rambam kiyudua paskes like Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzis is aser min haTorah. The reason the Rambam held that you could be chayiv even for a kol shu of Sa'ar is not because that's the shear that was nisraba in kol Sa'ar. It's not the shear that was nisraba in kol Sa'ar. That shear is a kezayis, like Rava says in the Gemara, like the Rambam himself paskes like Rava in the end of the 13th parak in Hilchas Ma'aser Karbanos. The reason the Rambam said it's aser b'kol shu because the Rambam l'shitosle holds chatzis shear aser min haTorah. So less than a kezayis of Sa'ar on the Mizbeach is like Garf from any other chatzis shear, which is aser min haTorah. In other words, when the pasuk was marba chatzis shir, the sugi that we learned this morning, menachas daf nun ches, that sugi was coming to say that if somebody's makter a chatzis shir, it's if he was makter a shir. L'may nafkamin is going to get malchus. But avada gevist, if you're makter less than that, it's like gara from any other Irian halacha. We have Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of chatzis shir asam minatar. Nafkamin is whether you're going to be punished for it. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of chatzis shir asam minatar is only regarding the issa that's not going to be malchus. Whether there's a mefurish issa or an issa that's learned out from a drasha for that is going to be the Rambam never said you're going to get malchus in Perakei Halacha Aleph Tainas Delecha Mishnah. The Rambam just said Soiru Dvash Asurim Legamei Amizbeach V'Isurim Mekolshu. The Rambam never said malchus. The Rambam meant Al Tzchatzi Shir. Of course, the Rambam paskins like Rava V'Hakol Yavoy El Mekoymoy Bashalim. Azoyz of Delecha Mishnah. Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin brings the Rambam's. He brings the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz, and says the Michas Chinuch, if you think about it, if you put it all together and look at it now, L'chayr, what you have is a Shver Kesef Mishnah. Because I think, says the Michas Chinuch, that the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz is Pashit. Of course, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam said, Asav a Kolshu, the same way the Rambam said, you're not allowed to steal a Kolshu, even though we know there's a Shir of Pruta. But like the Magen Mishnah says, because Chatzis Shir is Asav Minat Teretz. There's so many places where the Rambam says, Isurim B'Kolshu. And the Bir Advarim is, Chatzis Shir Asav Minat Teretz. So Frank the Minchas Chinuch on the Kesef Mishnah, he says to me, the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz is so poshut. And how else do you answer the Steer Rambam? Of course the Rambam meant Chatzis Shir Asam HaTorah. So he says, Sarachin, why did the Kesef Mishnah not learn Pashup Shat? Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah is half of a fellow based on the Chakira Hayodua of the Shagas Aryeh. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Dal, when the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechanan Shita, so Rabbi Yechanan's halach is learned out from a pasuk. It says Kol Chaylev L'Rabbis Chatzis Shir. But the Gemara then brings a svara, and the Gemara says that really there's an underlying svara to Shita's Rabbi Yechanan. And what's the svara? Says the Gemara Kivan Dechazi Leitzdarufe Isura Ka'achal. Being that after a person eats a Chatzis Shir of Machalas Asuras, let's say Chaylev, it's Chazi Leitzdarufe. And Pashup Shat, what the Gemara means is you can eat another Chatzis Shir. And that would somehow be mitzaref to the original chatzis shir that I ate and create a shir of iser. It's for that reason that chatzis shir is asur min haTorah. And pashup shat in this gemara is the way we just explained it. And that is that we know that whenever there's a halacha of machalas asurais, or there's a mitzvah sachila, so for example, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah below Pesach. So how much is the shir kezayis? It doesn't mean you have to take a kezayis, stuff it in your mouth, and swallow it b'neshima achas, the way you say aseres b'nei haman. That's not what it means. What it means is you have to eat it within a shir. What's the shir? B'chdei achilas pras. 2 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever the shir is. But you have to eat it within a certain amount of time. And even though over a several minute period of time, it's going to come out, you're doing several achilais. There's a chiddush in the halachos of achilais, whether it's achilais mitzvah or whether it's macholis asurais, that many achilais, although they're different maises, are mitzaref to create one achila as long as they happen within a certain time frame. As long as they happen, b'chdei achilas pras. That means if somebody would eat a chatzis shir of macholis asurais, and then 5 minutes later we'd eat another chatzis shir of macholis asurais, it'd be nesparu l'mafreya that the first chatzis shir that he ate was really an achilas iser. Because even though at the time that he ate it, he didn't eat the shir, but whoever had over after he ate the other half, that this achila was mitzaref to another achila, and it comes out that both achilas were also. So Pashup Shah, what the Gemara is saying is, Rabbi Yechanan says, Avada, there's something called a shir. And when the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat chaylev, it means don't eat a kezayis. But if you eat a chatzis shir, it's going to be also in a Torah. You know why? Because it's chazi letztarufe. Because what would happen if you go now and you eat another half a zayis? If you eat another half a zayis, it's going to be nisbarer lemafreya that the first half that you ate was Isser. Thus, here's the chiddush, here's the leap of faith. Even if you don't eat the second half, even if you don't eat the second half, the first half becomes aser. It becomes aser because theoretically, if you would eat the other half,
it would come out b'mafreya that the first half that I ate was aser. Thus, it's what we view as chazil letzarufi. The truth is, the achrena mutsha, that they don't understand it 100%. I saw that Rav Shloima Akoyim Yivilna, the Cheshik Shloima, in his Binyan Shloima, Simin Mem Aleph, he has a beautiful simin regarding the halachas of chatzi shir. And he says, well, what's pashav shana this? Pshat is that after you eat a half a shir, we're concerned that you might eat another half, so therefore we tell you don't eat half. Meaning it's like that's the way he understood it. Don't eat half, because you could always eat another half. It's going to be chazil, it's not rufe. Thus, we don't want you to eat a half. He says that it's only a suffix if you're going to eat the other half after you eat the first half. So why would we mean chayish l'sveika? And he makes a tally in the Rambam Shita. I mean, this is classic purple. That holds that sveika deiraisa l'chumra is only midrabanan. I ain't sham dvarim the floor madlamay. But that's the pashup shot in the halach of chas yishir asam in atayr. It's based on a svara. It's a lashon hagemara Talmud Bavli Yuma ayin dalar ben aleph. It's based on chazik letzdarufei. And pashup shot is that even though chas yishir in and of itself is not iser, but being that it could be mitzdar of toich deachilas pras, therefore even the chatzi shir itself becomes aser. But the Shagas Aryeh, in his Sefer Shagas Aryeh, Simen Pei Aleph, was megala to the yeshiva world, another way to learn this Gemara. The Shagas Aryeh said, maybe that's not what the Gemara means. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean anything so lamnish. All the Gemara means is at the end of the day, the Torah says, don't eat chalev. You didn't. You ate chalev. You did what the Torah said you're not supposed to do. Narvas. You didn't eat the shir. No, the shir was chazil et starufe. Not right now you could be mitzdarf to the shir. You could have, would have, should have been mitzdarf to the shir. This is something you could have possibly done. Instead of eating a half a zayis, you could have eaten a whole zayis. And had you eaten a whole zayis, you would have been over. So even if you eat less than a kazayis, that is in and of itself going to be an iser. Chazil et starufe, not right now, but chazil et starufe means that I could have eaten more. Meaning, all I'm missing is, it's starfus. I'm missing a little shear. If all I'm missing is shear, that's not enough for it to be awesome. In other words, yesh lachker, what's the aside of chazilat starufe, which the Gemara says is the svara that underpins shitas Rabbi Yechonon chatzit shir asam l'atayr. Doesn't mean that after I ate the half a shear, right now I could eat another half, which would make what I ate l'mafrei, or that's not what it means. It means that when I ate, I could have eaten more. And being that I could have eaten more, and that would have been the iser, even though I did anymore, even though there's nothing I could do right now to be masakin it, so to speak. It doesn't matter. That in and of itself is going to be awesome. Said the Shagas Aryeh, what would be the nafkamina between these two tzadim? Nafkamina would be, what if you're dealing with an iser where you don't have the chiddush of chazil et starufe bit shir kdei achilas pras? And the context of Shagas Aryeh is in Hilchas Chometz, he was discussing the loisase of Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze also has a shir. And the question is, what would be chatzi shir? If somebody has a chatzi shir of Chometz on Pesach, is there going to be a chatzi shir asam in HaTorah, or is there not going to be a chatzi shir asam in HaTorah? Said the Shagas Aryeh, it's totally in these two. If chatzis shir asam in HaTorah is because bepoil, after you did chatzis shir, I could be mitzdarif another half a shir. That's true when it comes to machalas asuras, where there's a halacha that b'chdei achilas pras to achilas hametzdarif. But b'bayi rabbi yimatz, you don't have that chiddush. Although the Minchas Chinuch wonders out loud why, but that's what the Shagas Aryeh assumed as a hanocha. The Shagas Aryeh assumed that if you would be masha half a shir, and then a day later you would have another half a shir, there's nothing to be mitzdar of them. So you don't have the chazil starufe, then chazil shir won't be awesome and atayr by your rabbi yamasa. But if chazil starufe doesn't mean that right now I can make them be mitzdar, but rather what it means is that I could have, would have, should have, then by your rabbi yamasa also I could have had more share. Since for that reason you'd have chazil shir awesome and atayr by your rabbi yamasa as well. Says this to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha be'er davzayin. Bottom line, that could be the machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah. Whether the Rambam, who says that the loisaseh of kol sar v'chol d'dvash is also the mashu, means chashishir, is totally in these two tzadim of the Shagas Aryeh. Because what's the context over here in our sugya? We're discussing a lav of haktara. We're not discussing achila. We're discussing haktara. Ki kol sar v'chol d'dvash loisak tiru mimenu yishal Hashem. Zok to Michas Chinuch, it's pashut, there's no one that's going to tell you that two haktaros, pachas mikashir b'kdei achilas pras, are going to be mitzdarif. That's a shir in achila. That's not a shir in haktara. Although, parenthetically, being that Haktar is always referred to as Achilas Mizbeach, I think it's fair to wonder why it was so pasha to the Michas Chinuch. Maybe Haktar is also viewed as an Achila because it's called that. You see, there's so many halachas of Achilas that permeate, right? You have the halacha Mimashki Yisrael, you can only put kosher food on the Mizbeach. But you see, there's halachas, this Hilchas achilois that do relate to Haktorah, because the Torah calls it as achilois. So maybe you do have the halacha of chazilat staruf, but the mechaschinach assume for sure not. There's no halacha of chazilat staruf. If that's the case, hot penach, if you're going to assume that pshad and the way chazilat staruf works is that you could have been married in this year. So by Haktorah, you also could have been married in this year. Thus, you would have the halacha of chazilat staruf and Haktorah by Haktorah. But maybe the Kesef Mishnah understood Pashav Shad in the way Chatzis Shirazim and Atayr works. Not like the Mechudish Digitzad in the Shagas Aryeh. But the way it works is that after I eat a half a shear, I could be Moisef another half a shear. By Aftar, that's not true. After I'm Makhtar Chatzis Shear, I can't be Makhtar a Chatzis Shear and be Mitztarif to the first Chatzis. What's Mitztarif to two Aktaris? By Achila, you have the Chiddish of Te Achila's Pras. But you don't have that Chiddish by Aktar. So there's nothing to be Mitztarif. If there's nothing to be Mitztarif, in other words, the Lechem Mishnah who assumed for a double Pasha that the Rambam meets Chatzis Shear, that only works, says the Minchas Chinuch, with the Tzada Mechudeshes of the Shagas Aryeh. You don't need a Chazil at Starufe in order to have Chatzis Shear Asam and Atayra. Chazil at Starufe just means you could have had more originally. Thus, it relates to all these surah. If that's the case, it should relate to Chol Sar v'Chol Devash, Lo Yisak Tirim and Yishal Hashem. That's why the Lechem Mishnah came with a self-confidence. He says, I'll tell you, Pshat in the Rambam. Rabbi Paskin, like Rav, I in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Chatzis Shear Asam and Atayra. I the Kesef Mishnah, Zok Minchas Chinuch, because he understood, Posh of Pshat in the Gemara, you mind. Because the Mishnah is the Pashtas. Chazal Starufe means that you need a poil to be able to be Mitzdarek. So if that's what it means, L'chur, you don't have it. It's for that reason the Kesef Mishnah didn't want to give the Lechem Mishnah's teretz. Ad kan divrei haminchas chinuch. But just to add to this pilpul one ha'ara. And that is, there's another Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, ha'oichol min ha'chametz atzmai b'pesach kolshu. If somebody eats a kolshu of chametz on Pesach, hareza osam in Torah. Shenemar lo yeyochel chametz. So says the Rambam, if somebody eats a kol shu of chametz on Pesach, it's a problem. How do I know that? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says lo yeyochel chametz, and that's somehow marba chametz b'mashu. Va'afa bishu. Again, any chayv korus a carbon elokshim. There's no einish on it. There's no carbon. For that, you need a kezayas. But at the same time, if somebody eats pachas mikashir, even though there's no einish, says the Rambam, it's still going to be awesome in Torah. Why is it going to be awesome in Torah? Because it says in the Torah lo yochel chametz. Freik the kesef mishnah on this Rambam. Kashali lomeli krab chametz bepesach. Why do I need a pasuk lo yochel chametz to tell me that you're not allowed to eat a mashu of chametz? Habechol yisurim shebetayra kaimalon chatzis. And he blives Sarachir. He says, I don't understand. Pashim Shah. The Noida Yehuda in his Slach, in Mesechta's Psachim, Daf Mem Dalin, and he talks about it in a tshuva because a shayol asked him a shayla on the Tzlach, and the Noida Yehuda starts the tshuva kedargoy with a little color, and the Yehuda tells him, oh, thank you so much for going through my sefer. I really appreciate it. He was asking him a ma'ara on this teretz that the Noida Yehuda wrote in his Tzlach to answer the Kesef Mishnah Kasha. So the Noida Yehuda, I'll tell you very posh the teretz. You know what the teretz is? The whole reason that Chatzis is awesome and not teretz, the Gemara says Yuma Dafayin Dalam and Aleph is because it's Chazal that's Tarufe. It means because after I eat a Chatzis Shear, I could always eat another Chatzis Shear. What would be if a person eats a mashu of Pesach, Achrim Shol Pesach, right as the sun is setting? It's Rabbeinu Tam Shkia. As the sun is setting, it's Shkia L'chol HaDeis. At that point, you would eat a Chatzis Shear. Zog to Noida B'Yehuda that Alts the Halacha of Chatzis Shear Asam and HaTorah wouldn't be awesome. Because Chatzis Shear Asam and HaTorah is predicated on Chazilat Starufe, and there's no Chazilat Starufe. Because how in the world are you going to be Mitztarefet? There's going to be no way to be Mitztarefet. So Zog to Rebbe Yehuda is very geschmack. Kesef Mishnah didn't understand why the Rambam needed a pasuk. I'll tell you why he needed a pasuk. Not for a classic case. Somebody on the third day Chol HaMoed decides that he wants to eat a Chatzis Shear. You don't need a pasuk for that. Because the pasuk anyways doesn't teach you an Einish, and without an Einish, I know it's also because the Rambam pasuk is like Rabbi Yechana. Chatzis Shear also in a Torah. Obviously, Chatzicha Nafkamina. Nafkamina would be if a person would eat it literally Achron Shel Pesach as the sun is over there. If you eat the Chatzis Shear, there'd be no way to be mitzdarif the other half, because the other half already is showing Matzah Yontif. You're making Abdal already. It's too late. As a result, it wouldn't be Shaykh the Chazik with Starufe. That's his teretz. Emma says, this Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda is Mavur in a Tshuva, Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger, at the end of a Tshuva, it's Tshuva Kufnun Dalit. He says this Chiddush, or at least he wonders out loud whether this would be true. He says, V'ula yeish loyma, the hod the Chatzis Shear also, haynu ba'ol sho'isr be'en be'kezayis, v'zeh shaykh Chazik with Starufe l'shir sholim. It has to be possible impossible to do it. Let's say you don't have the shtah, the half in the world. It doesn't exist. So Reb Kideva wanted to say, maybe mutul oichloi. Says the Reb Kideva. The besoif yoyim achrin the Pesach. At the end of Achan Shal Pesach, Yosef Yemakipurin, the inyan the lekas shas lechol kezayis, he mut the lechol chatzisher v'tzarachin ladin. But al kaparim, it's also in Neid Yehuda. Reb Kveger, Neid Yehuda, shneim neschavnu l'davar echad. Reb Kveger saying it in the context of his tshuva. Neid Yehuda said it in tzlach to answer the kesef mishnah kasha. So I was thinking at first glance, what would be pashim shan in the kesef mishnah? Maybe the kesef mishnah held like the other tzad. Meaning the Neid Yehuda's teretz is predicated on chazil tzarufing means that you bepoil need to go ahead and be. You need a bepoil, be mitzdarif. You need a be mitzdarif it. Thus, it's not shaykh to be mitzdarif if you do it by Achron Shal Pesach. So it's not shaykh to be mitzdarif. You're not going to have chatzis yirasa min ha-Torah. But that's really only one side in the Shagas Aryas Chakir and Simon Samach Aleph had to understand, and Simon Pei Aleph had to understand chatzis yirasa min ha-Torah. The Shagas Aryas had another side. The other side in the Shagas Aryas was. That what? That chazal starufi, it doesn't mean that right now I could be mitzdarif, but it's more what I could have done. And as long as I could have been mitzdarif, that's why you have chatzis shir, says the Shagasari, maybe by Bayer or by your matzah. That's why the Michas Chinuch says you have chatzis shir, like the Lechem Mishnah, with regards to the Isra of Kichol, Savichol, Devash, Leisakir, even though there's no shir mitzdarif, there's nothing to be mitzdarif at all after I did it. It's not what I could do now, it's what I could have done. It's like Mazayit Kavaldi. You know why the Kesem Mishnah didn't want to answer like the Noid Behuda? Because the Noid Behuda's teretz assumes that you need chazil. Maybe the Kesef Mishnah held you don't need Chazil Tzarufi B'Poyel. And I found in the new Reb Kiva Eggers in the Hamar, it's Chelik Beis incidentally, but in the new Reb Kiva Eggers on the bottom, so they bring here that seems to be the way the Achrenim want to explain why the Kesef Mishnah didn't understand the Neid Behuda, didn't learn like the Neid Behuda. That the reason he didn't learn like the Neid Behuda because he held like the Chudish Tegetzad in the Shagas Aryeh. But that's all good before this Popol. The problem is that if that's the case, we have a steer in the Kesef Mishnah. Because the Minchas Chinuch was Mechiyach from the Kesef Mishnah in Perikei Alocha Aleph and Lachas Zerim Mizbeach. That he blieb schwer. Why the Rambam Paskin? That Kichol Sarv Echol Devash Yichayiv even B'mashu. L'chayr isn't that a Abaye Shita? Tainet the Lachem Mishnah Abad the Rambam Paskin like Rava. The Rambam never said you get Malkus. All the Rambam says it's Asa. He meant because Chatzi Shiz Asa Menat Torah. So to Minchas Chinuch, you know why the Kesef Mishnah didn't want to learn like the Lechem Mishnah? He didn't like the Lechem Mishnah because he held that you need it to be Chazil Etzdarufe and you need Bepoyol Chazil Etzdarufe. And over here, you don't have the pilot starufe. If he held like that sad that you need a pilot starufe, then he could have very simply answered his kasha in Perak Aleph, Hilchas Chametz Matzah, like the Neid Yehuda. From the fact that he didn't want to answer like the Neid Yehuda, it's mashma he held that you don't need that at the pilot. So the question that we're left with is, Vos halt the Kesef Mishnah? The Chayr, we have a steer in the Kesef Mishnah. We have a Kesef Mishnah in Perak Aleph, Hilchas Chametz Mashma, which is mashma like one side in the Shagas Aryeh. We have a Kesef Mishnah in Perak Hey. In Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, that's mashma like another tzad. In the Shagas Aryeh, oops, I have a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. But either way, we'll leave it at this.